Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. I want you to think about going into this weekend. I want you to think about some of the things we've talked about this week. And we're going to cover a lot of stuff again today, I hope, anyway. Sometimes I feel like I'm just rambling. But there's so many things going on. But we all know that the bottom line is, this country has turned away from God. But there is a remnant of His people, His children, His believers that are out there. And we're the ones who need to get serious in prayer and in action. So pray this weekend what God would have you to do. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You as a body of believers. Father, I know not everyone who is listening, but You have Your hand on each and every person. Many might be suffering from illness, from loneliness, from heartbreak, maybe hunger, maybe just the stresses of the world, lost jobs. But Father, You care about each one. I ask You, Father, to give them comfort. Bring them out of the situation they're in and lift them up and bless their lives, each and every one of them. Father, we thank You for that love that You have for us that does this. Your agape love. You love us the way we are, where we are, but You love us too much to leave us there. And You provided a way for us to spend eternity with You, to walk with You on this land where You have placed us. We are in the world, but may we not be of the world. Father, I pray for discernment, for Your people to be able to sift through all that we're being told. So much of it is lies. And that we will see the truth. And Father, give us wisdom to know what to do when we do find the truth. And give us courage to walk that path You have placed before each and every one of us. Father, we're a body. And without one, we're missing. We're not as good as we could be. Father, make us whole. As a body of believers in You, make us whole in this nation, that we might be bold and courageous and rise up for You for the future generations. We ask for Your forgiveness, Father, for our apathy, for the things we haven't done when we know we should have. And I'm talking to myself, folks, as well as you. It's human nature that we put things off. Why is it we would put God off? I can pray later. Why do we put it off when it's the most important part of our lives? He is the bread that is more valuable to our lives than the food that we put on our plates. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I ask that You will bless today's show. May we have a little fun, and may we wake each other up a bit and encourage one another to walk the path You have put before us. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. The woke, I have come to the conclusion, the woke are all narcissist, corrupt fools. How long will we, you, me, America, allow the woke to continue their bullying upon this land. I fear we are reaping the consequences of an easy life in America. Those who are all woke complain of a bad life here. And some of those are the most wealthy and the loudest. And many, unfortunately, are in positions of power. So much makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. To the woke, diversity means segregation. Education isn't about learning, it's about indoctrination. So when did we start sending our children to school to learn how to feel? to deal with their emotions? I thought we sent them there to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. We've been oblivious as parents, and now our children lack the understanding of freedom or independence, independent thinking. Now, I know parents who wouldn't even take their kids to church. Oh, they'd make up some excuse. I want them to make that decision on their own when they're grown up. But if you don't teach them, if you don't put the choices in front of them, how can they make a choice? Others were more than willing to fill their little hearts with lies and propaganda. If I choose to wear my hair in dreads, I'm accused of cultural appropriation. Yet Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris are constantly straightening their hair. Isn't that a white girl thing? They shouldn't mimic. Isn't that cultural appropriation for them too? And what's with the Ariana Presley? That side, you know, she's one of the squad. With shaved head. Whose culture is she after? What man or woman was denied a vote? Who in this country doesn't have an ID? You have to have an ID for everything, including receiving government checks. Who isn't voting for lack of an ID? An ID is required for nearly everything, including food stamps, banking, purchasing, and they want to insist on vaccine IDs, but not voting IDs. And who is it that makes minorities go to the back of the line and vote? What precinct is that? That makes them vote later. Makes them wait to vote. Who is it that's burying the mailed-in ballots of all minorities? If the 2020 election was perfect, then what? Why are we fixing it? Why is it so important? And if black Americans are truly voter suppressed, who is electing the black congresspeople? On every level. If it's the white voters, then we really aren't racist, are we? There is no truth and no sense to what they are telling us. But there is a propaganda. Protect the steel is what they're really trying to do. And the feds, the communist regime that's in charge, they want to control the votes, all of them, from state to your local municipalities, all of them. Thomas Paine said, the right of voting for representatives is the primary right by which other votes are protected. To take away this right is to reduce a man to slavery, for slavery consists in being subject to the will of another. And he that has not a vote in the election or representatives is in this case. He's saying everyone should have a right, every citizen should have a right to vote. I think it was a little more difficult back then. But he's talking about when they were under the time of the king. In America, all citizens can vote. But non-citizens should not be voting. I don't know about you, but I am done with the lies and manipulation. These woke fools need to go. I'm done with them. They need to go. I hear the music. I have more to share with you. We'll do that later because we will have Daniel when we come back. Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't still be here. Power of the Future and Daniel's wisdom. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have our good friend Daniel Turner on. Daniel sent me a text. He sent it actually to Rudy because we wanted to make sure he wasn't going to be on a plane somewhere like he was last week. How you doing, Daniel?
Oh, it is great to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you gave me an array of topics. The March for Life today, which is, or this weekend, which is important. Biden's press conference, which was very painful. Or the filibuster reform. Or I'll follow Beth's lead. So I like that. Following my lead today could be dangerous because it's about as packed as your text was there, because there is so much going on and so much to be a little upset about, but it's just, yeah, it's crazy.
There is crazy. But you know what, I think my first suggestion is what I am most focused on today, and I wish I were closer to DC because I have marched many times in the March for Life, and
awesome,
and you know, God bless those people marching, because it is right now in DC only about 15 degrees, and so it is a very cold day to march. But, you know, many people on social media have said today is the 49th March for Life, and the way the Supreme Court is progressing, it looks like there will not be a 50th. It looks very close that we could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade. And now, of course, that's not going to outlaw abortion.
No, it will not.
States will always have states' rights, and that is, for good or for ill, that is the way this should work out. And if the people of California or New York, and they will, if those people say we want to have a pro-abortion state and they have the votes, as sad as it is, that is unfortunately the way it's going to work. But then that means great states like Missouri and maybe even my state of Virginia say, well, we're not going to allow it. Texas didn't allow it. Georgia's trying not to allow it. Mississippi and Alabama are trying not to allow abortion. And then they have that right as well. And then little by little, hopefully a culture of life will grow and it will finally just become outlawed nationwide. And that is a great first step. So maybe there won't be a 50th March for Life, because maybe this terrible, terrible abortion precedent set by the courts years ago, maybe it will be turned over this year.
Well, you know, and in abortion, they have hidden science there too as well. They would not allow women to have an ultrasound. You know, they tried the people that are supporting life, just let them see the ultrasound of their baby. And they wouldn't do that because that would change the woman's mind about an abortion more than likely. And so it has been one of those, I'm doing air quotes, healthcare things where they have hidden information from the women. And they've used women. You know, they use a woman's emotions for this industry. It's
exactly.
An industry. That's what it is. It's about money. It's not about a woman's rights. It's about money.
It is. And they have done this more recently with COVID, right? They
yes.
allowed COVID patients to die rather than try experimental drugs like hydroxychloroquine just because the president of the United States said, well, hydroxychloroquine, the scientists are saying this could be an effective treatment. And you had politicians outlawing the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID. And you say, why are you outlawing it? Because you want to make a political statement. You hate the president so much that you allowed senior citizens to drown in their own lung fluid and die.
Mm-hmm. And pharmacies refusing to sell
exactly.
it.
And this is what happens when you quote unquote, now I'm making air quotes. This is what happens when you believe in science, because the phrase believe in science is a political phrase. If you
yes.
truly followed science, you would have different aspects, different outcomes in COVID. And if you truly followed science, you would have different understanding of the terrible abortion industry. And so you're absolutely right. They have used women. They have used victims. And it's not about health care. It's not about rights. It is about a political agenda. And
that's
been the history of mankind, sadly.
And they market the poor.
Agendas.
They market the women that are in the poor poor areas of the nation. Now, there's been others that have had abortions, and some of them in Hollywood, they brag about how many they have, which I find absolutely disgusting. She will answer for that one day. But, you know, they do target women, and they target the poor women. They target women that feel desperate. They act like they think they have no other option, and they don't know where to turn, and Planned Parenthood doesn't tell them there are other options. They just say, we can fix this. And there's going to be many speaking today. My understanding is there's going to be several women speaking there today and men who have suffered because of abortion.
And just think in the course of not many years in politics, but a blip, many of us on the phone right now are listening right now are all well into our adulthood when Bill Clinton was president. And he used that phrase that we should keep abortion safe, legal, and rare. And
yeah,
it got
Ted
overwhelming
Kennedy did that
applause.
Too. Yeah.
And to go from that, safe, legal, and rare, to have that understanding that it was not a good thing, that it was this necessary evil because in the worst of circumstances, there were no alternatives. All of that, by the way, is a lie. But that was how it was presented to the American people. This is the terrible, terrible thing, but a necessary evil that has to be allowed. To go from that to, as you just said, Beth Ann, Hollywood bragging about how often they get an abortion. Phrases like scream your abortion and celebrate your abortion shows you how in just 30 years, how deeply depraved our culture has become.
I think there were some that were depraved then. You know, Kennedy went after, and I'm trying to think which justice was being voted on at that time. I can't remember which one it was. I don't think it was Clarence Thomas. I can't remember which one it was, but they went after him, saying they would go back to you know, coat hanger alley abortions and the women would die and just went on and on if this guy was put into the Supreme Court, which of course that didn't happen. And, but the Democrats are just obsessed with killing babies. Yeah. It's just like they're obsessed with it. And then say it's women's rights or human rights. Well, what human are we talking about?
Yeah, it really is their number one issue, more so than any other issue. And it is bizarre how it is the centerpiece of their entire platform. So much so that unless you come out fully pro-abortion, you can't even get the nominee as a Democrat. And we have pro-choice Republicans. I wish we didn't. But we have many of them in the Senate, mm-hmm. and yet if you are a pro-life Democrat, the last one was Bob Casey, the governor of Pennsylvania, who is of another Supreme Court decision, in they call it the Casey case. It was Casey versus Planned Parenthood. I forget the name of it. Your audience is smarter than I am. They know, but he was the last truly pro-life a Democrat. Now, if you are Joe Biden, just ask him. A super devout Catholic, so devout he makes the Pope look like a Lutheran. He's the most devout of Catholics there could possibly be, but he is absolutely 100% pro-abortion. Why? Because he wants power. He wants to be president. He wants the backing of the Democrat Party, and so his deeply held personal beliefs. He carries a rosary bead in his pocket. Just ask him. All that is out the window when it comes to the opportunity to have power. It's almost like 30 pieces of silver, but that's a biblical reference, and we have a separation of church and state, so I won't get down that road.
No, it's not separated. That's a lie, too. So it's, you know you could say that on my show, because that was a lie, too. It was not meant to be that way. It was to keep the state out of the church, not the church out of the state. Well, abortion is racist. There's no doubt about that. And an abortion is capitalist. It's about making money. So I don't know why these good little Democrats are supporting that, because they hate racism and they hate capitalism. Unless they're the ones making the money, which is what's going on with abortion.
Yeah, and it is bizarre. It's almost like when you watch the Democrats when they were fighting the filibuster, talking about how it's this Jim Crow relic of racism. And
I
you
love
said
the way they throw it out there.
He just used it a couple days ago. It's like, oh, no. And it's the same with abortion when it comes to, if you look at the founder of Planned Parenthood and you look at her comments about eugenics, about how abortion is a tool to prevent the black population from growing in this country. Abortion is a tool to eliminate the Negro from society. And you say, well, how do you continue to stand by this woman, Margaret Sanger?
Yeah, I know who she is.
It's unbelievable.
Hillary Clinton admires her.
Collective memory.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton admires her. All the Democrats admire her, and she is the ultimate white supremacist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only that, she wanted to get rid of the colored race, but she also wanted to get rid of anyone who wasn't perfect. Yeah. So if your IQ isn't quite where she thought it should be, you didn't deserve to live. Big families, and women shouldn't marry. They should do whatever they want.
We pray for a culture of life.
Oh, it's crazy. Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for talking about the March for Life. I'm sure the nasty women will be marching somewhere. They were there when Trump was in. So concentrate on the good. Thank you, Daniel. Have a great weekend. I appreciate you so much. Love you. And we'll be right back. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I kind of want to go off on the woke fools, and we'll do that maybe towards the last. I had it in my monologue, but now I'm kind of on to something else here, at least for this moment. Let's talk about identifications. This is coming from Eric Lindrum, and he's writing for the American Greatness group. The IRS is soon to demand facial recognition for access to tax records. The Internal Revenue Service is to set and implement facial recognition technology that taxpayers must comply with in order to access certain tax records. Now, these are bureaucrats that you did not elect, so the decisions they are making is without representation to you. They do not represent you. They're there to do a paper job. They're doing a job, all right. Who's the boss, America? And isn't this just another ID that this side of the coin is complaining about as far as voting? So you already have to have an ID. You have to have a Social Security number. By the way, how many of you don't need to be phone calling in? Just shake your head. Yes, I'll see it. How many of you have a Social Security card that says it's against the law to use it for identification? This is not to be used for identification. Mine says that. Does yours? The IRS, as partnership with ID.me, was first announced back in November with the IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick stating that identity verification is critical to protect taxpayers and their information. It's critical, except if you're going to vote. Except if you're going to vote to figure out whether some of this stuff is constitutional or unconstitutional or infringes upon your individual rights. The onset of such invasive technology has raised alarms with some privacy advocates, including Caitlin George, the campaign director for Fight for the Future. And this is what he said. This announcement signals one of the largest expansions of facial recognition technology in the United States, and there is no question that it will harm people's privacy and ability to successfully complete their taxes. This will essentially create a new massive database for the law enforcement to use to track people without their knowledge. What if how you appear is not how you identify? Yeah, that's not me. I know that looks like me, but I'm really a man. So that's not me. This stuff that they're doing to us makes absolutely no sense. Now, Carhartt, which is, I'd say mostly conservatives go after the Carhartt wardrobe. I've got some boys and a husband that wear Carhartt. They're out there working in the cold and the weather. Conservatives on social media now are blasting the apparel manufacturer Carhartt, calling for a boycott of the company after it announced it would continue to mandate coronavirus vaccines for employees even after President Biden's mandate was blocked by the Supreme Court. They are a woke group. They're being foolish, absolutely foolish. The regime that we have in place has got people absolutely scared to death of this virus. Let me tell you, folks, something's going to get you. Do you walk in fear? Are you afraid? I know there is a disease where people are afraid to go outside. But are you afraid to go outside and have fun? Are you afraid to tell a joke and have a good time because the woke folks are going to get you? A virus, it's deadly. Sometimes it's deadly. Not all the time. It's up the way up in the 90 percentile that it's not. If you're an older person, like Rudy, you need to take care of yourself.
What? I may be old, but I'm... What's
not
the word?
Woke.
I'm wiry.
You are wiry. What was it you said Clint Eastwood said yesterday about being old? He's going to turn, what, 90?
Yeah, he said 91 or something like that. He said, every day I wake up, I do not let the old man in. And I loved it.
Don't let the old man or the old woman in every morning. Carhartt is a popular brand with conservatives. And outdoor enthusiasts announced that this week they will continue the mandate for Corona's vaccines for their employees. We put workplace safety at the top of our priority list, and the Supreme Court's recent ruling doesn't impact the core value. Yeah, I wonder what we would really find in the way of safety protocol if we went into a Carhartt factory. Just wonder. Woke. The woke folks are fools. Now, this was last night as well. I saw it. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was idiotic. But I guess we must accept it. The iconic statue of the U.S. President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt has been removed from the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, where it stood for 80 years. For 80 years it has offended people. CNN reported, of course I'm sure they were happy to, that demands for the statue to be removed began over a year and a half ago. So after 80 years, just a year and a half ago, people got woke and they didn't like it. with some falsely claiming that the statue is, you got it, racist. Now, why is it racist? The monument depicts the 26th president riding triumphantly on horseback with an American Indian on one side of him and an African American on the other side. Now, they didn't see this as diverse because they only have, for lack of another word, they only have a dirty mind. They only have a racist mind. So they only see racism. They don't see somebody that is a leader. It doesn't matter what color Teddy was. It does to them. But there are leaders that are indigenous. There are leaders that are black Americans. We have leaders of all colors in the America. But you see, diversity to them is segregation. The process of removing the statue itself began Tuesday and was completed on Thursday. So they took it to North Dakota, which was, you know, it's not going to be too far from where he was born. And where he grew up, I guess. And so that's where he will be. And they have made preparations for that. But this hero is gone from the New York statue there in the Museum of History. Somewhere in New York. I don't know where it is. I don't think it's there, but it could be. That would make good sense to me because it's foolish. A man who was a criminal multi times over was high on fentanyl when he should not have been treated as he was by the police. They have made a statue of George Floyd. So they have a statue of George Floyd, who was a criminal, a drug addict, a bad guy, and they removed Teddy Roosevelt, a hero. They also removed the heroes that were standing beside him because Teddy had many people who followed him, not as slaves, but they followed him. Well, for all of you who like M&Ms, we have a story about the woke M&Ms now. The characters have been redesigned to be more inclusive. Is that what you think every time you pop an M&M in your mouth? Man, this doesn't feel very inclusive. Is that what you think, Rudy?
Yeah, I think the green ones always tasted better. Sometimes.
You're lying. You didn't even know about the green one until I said something to you today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are being led by fools. How long are we going to stand back and comply with their idiocy? One of the girls last night on the news said, I'm not ready to boycott my M&Ms. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful. Delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So the famous M&M characters are going to be redesigned to be more inclusive. And I was talking to Rudy about that this morning. He didn't even remember that the green M&M is the sexy M&M. She's the first female they came up with. And she was wearing high heels. Well, they're going to take her high heels away. And they're just giving her these cool laid-back sneakers. And from now on, they're not going to have their white arms with their white gloves. They're going to have whatever color M&M they are. That's the color their arms are going to be. So it's a blue M&M. He's got blue arms. Green M&M's going to have green arms, and on and on and on. And the personality-wise, the orange M&M will now acknowledge his anxiety. Yeah, that's what I want to think when I stick the orange M&M. I thought he was yellow anyway, in my mouth. And so that he can embrace his true self. Worries and all. And the red M&M, you know, he's kind of the leader of the pack. I guess he was the Teddy Roosevelt of them all. He often was seen as the leader and comically portrayed as an aggressive words of the others, to the others. He will now be nicer to the rest of the characters. Truly foolish. Narcissist. If they think every time somebody picks up a bag of M&Ms, that they're thinking about, oh, this is so racist. This is just, it's not inclusive. What is wrong with them? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy and foolish. So why do we put up with it? And I was kind of chuckling because the ladies that I heard talking about it last night, they were laughing about the M&Ms, and she said, well, I'm not quite ready to boycott my M&Ms yet. She likes her M&Ms. I watched Greg Kelly earlier this week, and I'm going to botch this up because I just now thought of it, so I didn't do my homework. But he was listing all of these characters. Some of them were real, that they removed off of packaging, removed off of the marketing, and all of them were people of color. But they left all of the others. They left Quaker Oats guy. They left Captain Crunch. The Snap, Crackle, and Pop Rice Krispies, they're still there. Lucky Charms guy still there.
But Aunt Jemima's gone and Uncle Ben is gone. They don't want them there. Rudy's got a list. He's been doing my homework for me.
Can't find a list, but Eskimo pie is
Eskimo
now gone.
Pie, that was gone too. The Eskimos are gone. It's just crazy. Foolishness. Narcissistic. Why do we put up with it? Why do we, who obviously have some common sense, put up with it? Oh, did they remove the California Raisins too? Because, you know, they were Motown. I loved them. I still have one little figure. I'm not sure where I got that figure, but I've got it somewhere. Somewhere in my piles of junk, I've got it. Well, I don't know about you, but like I said earlier in my monologue, I'm done with them. I'm done with their lies. I'm done with their foolishness. I'm done with their manipulation. These woke fools, they need to go. We need to get serious in America about kicking these folks out, the corporations included. How do we get it done? I don't know. But Proverbs 18:2 tells us, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. It doesn't matter that this makes no sense. That's how it is. In Proverbs 1:7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. In Proverbs 29:9, it says, if a wise man has an argument with a fool, the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet. I'm thinking of Kabbalah and Hillary cackling as I cackled. I guess I'm kind of bad, too. Psalms 14:1, to the choir master of David, the fools say in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. That's who we're allowing, these woke folks right there, Psalms 14:1, to tell us what's going to happen, to tell us what's what, to try and guide us to their foolishness. It's getting very serious, my friends. I don't care about the M&Ms. I love the commercials. It's not going to be much fun now, especially if they remove the yellow M&M. I thought he was yellow. They claimed he was orange. Maybe I missed a cartoon that had the orange man doing something else. The green M&Ms were home runs, if I remember right. Was it the green M&Ms or the blue?
I don't have any idea.
Do you not watch commercials? Come on, Rudy.
Not very many.
I'm trying to say that their foolishness is leading this country to the bottom. And right now, we're real close. And it's serious. They're destroying everything that was good and replacing it here in America with all that is evil. Just like the statue of Teddy Roosevelt with the African American on one side and an Indian American on the other side is removed, and a statue of a criminal is put up to be honored. In the past, it's past time, it's way past time that we, the American people, stand up to the bullies in D.C. and in our own state buildings and local municipalities. It's time that we stood up. The strong woman picture from World War II says you can do this. We can do this. I can do this. The way I see it, my friends, is we don't have an option anymore. We either submit, succumb, comply, and become their slaves, their turfs, their pawns forever, or we stand up and conquer them. And I don't mean go in their offices and shoot. I mean conquer them. We're smarter than they are. Why are we putting up with this stuff? Why are we allowing them to poison our children? To ruin our children's education and their lives? Who's in charge here? It isn't them. But we've let them believe they are in charge. They're woke fools. absolutely woke fools. It goes from on and on, from immigration to borders. They want to protect the Ukraine border, but they want ours to be fully open. Everybody can vote. Nobody should have to have an ID. No colored people should have to have an ID. Where's the logic in this? And then the IRS. They're going to take your picture. You're going to have a photo ID. You're being marked, America. I've often wondered why we put up with all this. Like George Washington said, it's a mystery. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. This is not just the woke. It is the communist regime that is in charge. Just like China did, they're removing all that was good, the statues and everything, and replacing it with all that is evil. But it's time we bring America home.
Home!
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.